USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated.
Whether you're a graduate, still in high school, in college, just out, or more than a little bit out, it's the most important thing you can do right now.
Slavitt also telling reporters that vaccines have led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Cruz saying we can't discount the possibility of a lab leak.
We should not be satisfied, given that millions have died based on COVID-19, with having only circumstantial evidence.
Cruz continues by saying there's evidence that needs to be explored.
The State Department had two separate internal wires prior to the outbreak of the pandemic, raising serious concerns about the security protocols of that Wuhan Institute of Virology lab.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Kohl's is the latest store to pull the plug on its mask mandate. The company saying on Monday that vaccinated shoppers no longer need to wear a mask in the store. It's the same policy at Walmart and Target. More states are continuing to open up as well, including New York.
We have to reopen. We have to reopen smart. We have to reopen with a cautious eye, but we have to get back to life.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo also saying the New York City Marathon will be held in November. And as far as states and stores lifting some of their mask mandates, this shopper tells NBC News.
You know, at some point we have to let people take responsibility for their own decisions.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is bringing her message of higher taxes for corporate America to a high-profile business group. She's addressing the Chamber of Commerce and arguing corporations can pay more in taxes. Yellen saying the corporate tax rate should go back to historical norms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Trump is expected to restart his rallies this summer with 2 appearances in June and 1 in the beginning of July. The locations and times of the events have not been formally announced. The president already making a handful of endorsements for the 2022 election cycle and said he's considering a presidential run in 2024. President Biden's Commission on the Supreme Court will hold its first public meeting Wednesday, but liberal Justice Stephen Breyer is adamantly opposed to proposals to pack the court with as many as 15 Supreme Court justices. A description of his new book states, quote, "A sitting justice reflects upon the authority of the Supreme Court, how that authority was gained, and how it measures to restructure the court could undermine both the court and the constitutional system of checks and balances that depends on it." Close quote. A controversial horse trainer will not be spending his summer in New York.
The trainer of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has been suspended from entering horses in races in New York, including the upcoming Belmont Stakes. The New York Racing Association announced the temporary suspension for Bob Baffert while they investigated Medina Spirit's failed drug test following the Derby. Officials say they were also taking into account Baffert's 5 other violations in the last 13 months for impermissible medications found in his racehorses. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.